Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money, major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
is what sales psychologists have to say about selling to the Negro.
The secret of selling to the Negro is expressed in one word. That word is recognition. Now, there's nothing unusual about that. People want to be recognized. They need recognition. That's basic in all of us. But perhaps because he's had so little of it, the Negro needs even more. He needs to feel important and appreciated. This need is a very real and important one. It shows up even in many of the Negro's shopping habits. Anyone who sells or wants to sell to the Negro customer should know about some of these habits. Three habits in particular play a big part in every sales transaction. To begin with, most Negroes buy by brand. They ask for products by name. They're quick to turn down off-brands. Buying by brand, that's the first important Negro buying habit. Now for the second. The Negro buys good quality merchandise. Symbols of quality and prestige are very important to the Negro customer. This woman, for example, is buying fine crystalware. But she is also buying the admiration and approval of her friends and relatives. Listen to her thoughts.
My, isn't it beautiful? I can hardly wait to show it to Sally and Joan.
It's a well-known fact that many Negro customers are influenced by the opinions of others. What their friends may think of a certain item often decides whether or not the sale is made. So remember, the Negro buys quality merchandise. That's the second important point. And here's the third thing to remember when selling to a Negro customer. When he specifically asks for one thing, don't try to sell him something else. Don't try to switch him at the point of sale. If you do, he'll probably react something like this.
Doesn't he think I've got the money to pay for it?
The Negro resents being offered a substitute. He wants to be sold on quality, not price. The Negro buys by brand, he buys quality, and he doesn't like to be switched at point of sale. These are the keys to selling the Negro customer.
According to leading researchers, in proportion to population and income, Negroes buy more quality products than any other comparable United States group.
Hi, I'm Drew Perry, and I've sold over 60 homes on eBay in the last 2 years. Most folks have never thought about selling a house on eBay, and yet I've sold over 60, and it is the best-kept secret for selling your home. Now, let's talk about the three different ways that eBay has that you can sell your house. One is the buy it now. That's all right, but that's kind of like the advertising saying, hey, here's what it is, but there's no momentum, there's no fire for everybody that wants to come in there and buy your property. So we really don't use that method. The next method is general real estate classified ads, where you just post an ad up in eBay and say, hey, here's what it is, call me if you're interested. I've tried both of those. They really don't work all that well. The last one is an online auction, and it seems to work very well. It's the way I've sold most of the houses that I have. What you do is you put your auction, you set it for a certain length, and everybody comes in, sees the auction, and they're bidding on the property. They bid it up, and they win. So if you have a house you need to sell, that is the way to sell it, is an online auction using eBay. Now, to claim your free eBay house selling tips so that you can get your home sold, go right now to the link that's in this video and claim your free eBay house selling tips. My name is Drew Perry, and I'll see you on the next video.
This is Dave Dinkle, and you're looking at what every homeowner wants for his home, an under contract sign in the front yard. To help you achieve this, we developed the home study course you'll be seeing. Now let's start out by being very frank with each other. We did a survey of people who visited this website but didn't purchase our home study course, and they gave us a couple of reasons. The first reason, they said, is they didn't believe it could be done. And since proof sometimes needs to be seen, we first collected the testimonials you will see on this page, but we also took clips out of the 143-minute DVD that's in our course that shows 7 actual home sales that were done at the end of 2006 and the beginning of 2007. You'll have to agree that these are truly buyer's markets and not the slam-dunk seller's markets of the late 1990s and early 2000s. The homes you are seeing were all sold very quickly, and as a matter of fact, the first one you saw was sold in only 25 minutes, and it was not an auction property. The last one in the series took 5 days, but it sold at $90,000 over fair market value. Now, none of these houses had more than 1 week's worth of paint and patch done to them, and of course they had no major rehabs, no new kitchens or baths, and we sold them as is. Many of these properties were in the hands of realtors for months before they were purchased from frustrated homeowners and resold in just days using our home study course. I want to mention, these homes were not distressed sales, and all were sold at least market value, and in 4 of the 7 examples, they were sold at $30,000 to $90,000 over full market price. On the complete DVD, I also discuss ways to make minimal improvements and secrets how to save tons of money when getting your home ready to sell, so you can cut your selling expenses as much as possible. While a number of experienced real estate investors told us we didn't charge enough for the course, the second objection we most often encountered was the course was too expensive. We say that you can't afford not to have it because we show you how to save money in 4 key areas: your carrying cost, your advertising cost, your realtor's commission, and that's whether or not you use a realtor, and even your closing cost. Thinking about these additional areas of saving money, you can quickly begin to understand every day that you wait to purchase the course is costing you more and more money. We estimate that just the savings of the carrying cost and closing cost of an average priced home, say $250,000, are such that if you sell 3 days earlier by having purchased this course, you will pay for the entire course. Think what savings 3 or 4 months worth of cost means to you. This estimate of savings does not include the cost of carrying 2 homes, lost interest income on the equity in your home, or other such expensive factors. The final reason we heard was the course had to be too complicated. Ironically, if you hire a realtor to sell your property, you still have to do 98% of the work required to sell your own home. Why then would you pay someone, specifically a realtor, $15,000 to $50,000 to stick a sign in your front lawn, list your home on the multiple listing service or MLS, which you can do yourself, occasionally have an open house, and then you have to listen to excuses why the real estate market is bad when you can't sell your house? A couple of other reasons might be because the seller doesn't understand the real estate sales process, or they don't want to interact with buyers. We understand these issues, and in the course we show you how to have your home sale put on autopilot and get the professional advice you need for no additional cost. Realtors should not give legal advice, and you have little recourse if their advice is wrong. We show you where to get insured legal advice at no or minimal cost. Please take your time in reading through the information on the attached pages. And good home selling, and thanks for listening.
Okay. Today on It's My House, our title for the day is The 5 Pillars of E-Commerce Housing. The 5 Pillars of E-Commerce Housing, live stream number 619-768-2945. We're going to be doing this practically on the daily. I mean, we'll have different topics, but offline, and we'll probably mention something about it online, is what we shall be doing with e-commerce housing. Not real estate, but housing. There's a distinction there. So the last person that's talked about, and we're not selling any courses, we're hands-on selling houses. So we're going to actually get into, if you want to learn how to do it, how to sell something in within 72 hours. We're going to play this last audio on arbitrage, online arbitrage, and how retail arbitrage, how we use it to sell houses and how you can do the same thing and earn some income, even build up a retirement income if you choose to do so.
How's it going, everyone? Earlier today, I took a trip on over to Bed Bath & Beyond and picked up some retail arbitrage goods, quite a few of them, to be honest. This is actually my biggest haul that I've ever filmed. I picked up about $725 worth of revenue products, once they all sell. Now, how much of that is actually profit? You're going to have to stick around to the end of the episode in order to find out what that is. But just so you know, a lot of the goods at Bed Bath & Beyond are going to be gated for new sellers. Someone like myself who have been doing retail arbitrage for over 2 years at this point, I'm ungated in a lot of these categories, and that's something you want to do as well, because the gated products are where the real money is. So the more categories, the more brands you become ungated in, the more of these items you can sell and you can make a lot more money. Now, if you don't know what ungated or gated products on Amazon are, I will have a link to my video so you can go ahead and check that out. And if you want my A to Z guide to learn everything there is about retail arbitrage, that will be linked below as well. But let's go ahead and get into the actual adventure of me heading on out to Bed Bath & Beyond and showing you exactly what products I bought. And then afterwards, I'll come back to my studio and I'll show you the products on Amazon exactly as they are selling and how much profit I'm going to make from them. So stay tuned. Okay, so here we are in the actual store, and I looked all of these K-Cubs up, and none of them were bringing any profit in. The Starbucks ones were the only ones that bring any profit in, but it was like going for a couple bucks more online, so it just wasn't worth picking up. Now, these picture frames, I thought about buying these up top. They were on clearance, but there just wasn't enough profit on these ones up here for $12.99, going for $4.99 on clearance. But the ones down below, these ones... This one I picked up, and these ones right here were big money. So $49 originally, going for $29. There was some good money to be made on this picture frame, so I went ahead and picked both these up. And then these baby picture frames were excellent buys as well. $12.99 originally, going for $3.99. There was four of those I picked up, and this bigger one at the bottom, there was three of these, $19, going for $7.99. So both these were excellent pickups as well. Now, this is where the money really starts to come in. So these were an excellent buy. These blue ones and the yellow ones weren't selling for online. I couldn't find them. But these pinkish purple ones, they were doing quite well. There was four of them, so I picked these up. And I just want to point out the Scrub Buddy, Scrub Daisy. If you watch Shark Tank, this was a big product, and it's nice to see they're doing quite well. Now, these blankets right here, I was thinking about picking up. They were $150 originally, going for $99. But I was only going to be making about $15 in profit, and it just wasn't worth it for a $99 purchase. And then these items right here, these were a good buy. They were going for, I believe, about $6, originally $20, but I could only find this color, this snowflake one, the white and the beige one. I couldn't find their listing, so I just bought this one. And then these right here, first big clearance sheet sale, a good pickup, as well as the bigger one at the bottom, I believe. Yeah, these ones were excellent buys, $149 going for $60, amazing find for these items. And I just want to point out that, you know, there are a lot of items you can't find online, like these. I looked these up, would have been excellent buy, $100 in profit over initial price, but all of these items I could not find anywhere on Amazon. So, you know, you will find a lot of products in store. Again, all of these excellent buys if I could find them, but they're not on Amazon, as well as these UGG sheets as well. I just couldn't find these anywhere on Amazon, but they were marked down. I could have made good money if I had found them. Now, these toys I thought about buying initially about $20, going for $4, but they were only about $10 on Amazon. There just wasn't enough profit for these items to pick them up. Now, these shower curtains were an excellent find. You don't just find sheets at Bed Bath & Beyond. These are going for about $20 online, but I couldn't find the Marvel ones, just the Star Wars ones on Amazon, so I just picked up the Star Wars, left the Marvel ones. And a lot of these items, they had a clearance bin for like a lot of beauty supplies. And unfortunately, I'm gated in a lot of these categories. But if you are ungated, there was a lot of money to be made in these beauty supplies as well. But I went ahead and skipped on a lot of this stuff. Okay, so we are back in my studio, and now we're going to go over exactly what products I bought. I'm going to show you the exact items as they are listed on Amazon and how many of these items I bought.
Now, just keep in mind, a lot of the items I actually didn't buy because either they had really bad sales ranking. If you don't know what a sales ranking is, that means how many items these are, this particular unit is selling. So if it has a really high sales ranking in the millions, that means this product just isn't selling. If it's low, like top 10,000 items, this unit is selling a lot. This particular unit is selling a lot of products every single month. So you want to look at the sales rank and if there's enough profit. That's another thing with like the Starbucks K-Cup coffees. There was only about like a buck of profit, and that just wasn't enough for me, so I didn't buy those. But these are the products I actually bought. So let's go over these together. And first up is this Pearl Head Footprint Frame. I picked these up. This was a nice buy. I bought three of these frames right here. They were going for $7.99 on clearance at Bed Bath & Beyond. And as you can see, they're going for $30.99. So that right there, automatically, great pickup, first item. $7.99 on clearance, going for $30.99 on Amazon. I'm going to flip these very quickly. Very good sales rank on these. The next item is this, another Pearl Head frame. Again, I showed all these items in the video. This is the Pearl Head Baby Hospital ID bracelet. So you take a picture of your little newborn, and you have the ID bracelet from when you bring them home from the hospital, I guess. I don't really have children, so it doesn't really mean anything to me, but maybe someday. But these were going for $3.99 on clearance in store. I bought four of them. As you can see, these white ones is the one I have. Pink and the blue actually go for more, but these white ones are going for $12.99. That's the one I have. I have four of those. So again, another good pickup there as well. After that, we have these Ontel Dryer Max Anti-Static Laundry Dryer Balls. Quite a handful of a name there. I showed you in the store, they had the blue ones. They had the all purple ones. They had these pink purple ones. The other ones weren't enough profit on those ones. It's just these pink ones for some reason. And again, that's very true with retail arbitrage for whatever reason. People will like one particular color. People really want these pink ones for whatever reason. The blue ones, the purple ones, not selling as well. But people want these pink ones. Also, there's only four left in stock from this particular seller, so maybe that's why the price is going up. But dryer balls, these were going for $4.99 on clearance in store. I bought four of them. As you can see, these are going for $19.99 on Amazon. Again, another great pickup. Let's keep going. We got these Nautica 201249 cotton quilted shams. So I picked up these. These are basically like pillow covers, I believe. They were going for $9.99 on clearance. This was an amazing pickup. So these are $9.99 on clearance. There was only two of them left, so I bought two of them. As you can see, these ones, standard ones, are going for $37. Another great pickup. Next up, we have the Nautica 201248 quilt. So this is the quilt for the bed. It's the king size. These ones were going for $59. I'll put up a picture of what I had earlier from the actual store. You can see these were going for $59.99 on clearance in store. They're going for $101.58 online. Another great sales rank. These are going to flip very quickly. Minus the fees, I'm probably going to be making, because Amazon charges you fees if you don't know, I'm probably going to be making about $35 in profit off of these. I have four of them, so these are really great. These are, for someone new to retail arbitrage, maybe you might want to stay away from something like this if you are ungated in this, because it is so expensive. It was $60 in store. If you don't know what you're doing, you probably don't want to sink $60 into one item. But for me, I looked at the sales rank. I know these sell quite well, so I was willing to drop $60 in these about to flip these for over $100. And then finally, we have the Star Wars shower curtains I showed you. They have one of these left in clearance section. It was $4.99 on clearance in store. These are going for $20.47. They had the Marvel ones. I couldn't find the Marvel shower curtains anywhere. Maybe if I was able to find those are probably going for somewhere on Amazon. I wasn't able to find the listing even though scanning it. But the Star Wars ones going for $20 off of a $4.99 purchase. So another great pickup there. So there you go. Those are the items that I picked up in store. In total, all of the items added together once they sell will be $725.68 in revenue. Of course, we have the cost, and I have the cost added up of everything that I spent today. Cost-wise was $324. That's how much I spent in store, minus Amazon fees as well, because Amazon is going to charge me fees to sell them. That's how they make their money. So minus the cost of purchasing the product and the fees, I believe I'll make about $307.25 in profit once every single one of these items sells. So as you can see, very good pickups for a little, I believe I was there for a little more than an hour this time. So but let's just say an hour. Let's just go ahead and say it was 1 hour. For exactly 1 hour of work, it was about $300 in profit. That's incredible. I don't know how many jobs out there are going to pay, you know, $300 in profit for an hour's worth of work. But yeah, retail arbitrage is definitely something that pretty much everyone should be. I mean, anyone can do this. All you need is a seller's account. You get the seller's app set up to your phone, and then you can just go scanning items in store. You don't even have to do this full time. You can just do this while you're shopping for your normal products. You just go down the aisle. I wonder how much this is selling for, and just start scanning items. That's how you can get started doing this. You don't have to, you know, go hardcore all in. I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to do retail arbitrage full time. You don't have to do that. You can just, you know, download the Amazon Seller Central app and start scanning items. But I also have my guide below if you want to check that out, A to Z guide telling you everything you need to sell on Amazon. So there you go. I would love to hear your opinion. What do you think about these items? And I know some of these items are gated. I know some people are going to comment on that. But it just takes time and effort to get ungated. Once you get ungated in more items, you can start making more profit because the gated products are where the majority of the money is. So you just have to put the time and effort in, and you will eventually get ungated. If you follow the guide that I gave below that will tell you how to get ungated. But thanks, everyone. If you have any further questions, go ahead and leave them below. I hope you enjoyed this content. If you did, be sure and smash that like button. If you're new here, be sure and subscribe. We will have more great content coming up soon. If you like this content, go ahead and leave a comment below telling me you like it. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. I hope you all do very well in retail arbitrage. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, today's podcast is titled The Five Pillars of E-Commerce Housing. And essentially, that's one of the things that we'll be doing right here on It's My House, online as well as offline. That's why I made that trip a couple of days ago to Chicago. It was like a one-day trip, but I was there for the, you know, business hours. From 9 to plane touchdown a little bit before 9. I got over to Pleasant Stephens Place about 10, maybe a little bit before 10. It wasn't past 10. And then we had the whole day up until about 7 p.m. that night. And we made a road trip. Okay. So the next time I'm going up there, and probably even before that, we're going to be building. Not only in here in Florida, Chicago, Taft, Oklahoma, for starters. And then we're going to be lining up some things out to Pacific Northwest and, you know, for starters, those four locations. Now, today's podcast, once again, the five pillars of e-commerce housing. Now, that's my specialty. Housing, off-grid housing. However, through Pleasant Stephens and the Strictly Business, he offers a more diversified platform with quilts, I mean, T-shirts and other businesses. So when he's on, or you can tune into his show, Strictly Business, that's Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central. Now, all right, now. Let's go to the five pillars here, because I'll be calling, you know, my usual brainstorming partners later today, so we can get this thing rolling. And this is something that we all don't have to be in the same spot physically to do. All right, just when I go to a physical location, there's something extra special about those places. Anyway. All right, five pillars of e-commerce housing. Model number one, now, revenue model. These are revenue models. All right, these five pillars are revenue pillars. All right, and I shall post this on our Facebook group, which is e-commerceville, one word, e-commerceville, name coined by Robin Maven. Which is one of our physical locations, which is in the north part of Florida. And we'll be opening up that to everybody who wants to come soon. But here's the five revenue pillars that we shall be following on this It's My House platform. But you can apply it to other things too, fundamentally. So model number one, build a small build a tiny off-grid house and move in it. With an off-grid house powered by solar, that rainwater harvesting, that type thing, essentially you won't have an electric bill, you won't have a water bill. For heat, you can use biomass, and you might have to pay a little bit on that. Heated by corn, there's various forms of biomass, but that'll be a drop in the bucket. But no electric bill, no water bill. So build it, move in it, be debt-free or mortgage-free. You know, you'll have some expenses with maintenance, but essentially it'll be dramatically less than it is in a traditional, or what we call a traditional house in 2019. Revenue model two, okay? The tiny thing isn't your thing, all right? You want to live in a so-called regular house, whatever that might be defined to you, all right? However, revenue model, build a tiny house and sell it. That's earned income. And that's where we get into retail arbitrage. Matter of fact, we're opening up a store just for this, online store. All right. So you can build it and sell it. You don't live in it, but build it and sell it to somebody else. And we'll get into the retail arbitrage because you can just buy the materials. Buy the materials for one price and then sell it to somebody at a higher price that wants to build. You don't have to build anything. So we'll get into that more when we get into our retail arbitrage tomorrow. And all next week we're going to be touching on this. And then offline we'll be brainstorming on setting a calendar and setting build. I already got my materials sitting in the garage. All right. Revenue model number three, build it and rent it out. Build something or partner with somebody who's going to build it and then put it up on Airbnb, City Paper, or online or wherever you want to. Build it and rent it out for passive monthly income. That's revenue model number three for e-commerce housing. Revenue model number four, build and collaborate. And get a combination income there. You can get some money on the front end, depending on how you structure it, and build, and get some money on the back end when it sells or rents. All right? And the collaboration can be with two people, three people, 10 people, 12 people. Let's imagine you got 12 websites with a particular property that you're connected with. All right? You're leveraging yourself. Revenue model number five. Build it, but not just build it once, but do it 100 times. We're talking about it can be this year. You know, can you build something? Can you put a team together? And that, we'll be talking about that too. Can you put a team together where your production is, your output is 100 houses a month or 100 houses within 90 days or 100 houses within a year? Or build it and do it 1,000 times. Get a cookie-cutter house, dwelling, and do it 1,000 times. All right, I've run across people that they do over 70,000 builds in a year. They don't do it by themselves. They've got a team of people that do it. And then model number three, In the build, but do it more than one time, is, and you've heard me say this before here, a page out of Donald Trump's father's, Fred C. Trump, he had two basic cookie cutters. His two bread and butter cookie cutters, the foundation of the Trump empire today, is he had one, there were two single family homes. One, he sold for $3,999, the other one for $4,999. But he did it. He built and sold those two cookie cutter models over 27,000 times. Now, it took him several years to do that, but that's the foundation, those two cookie cutters. All right. So you can do the same thing with what we're doing. All right, and we'll be going through these five revenue pillars on a regular basis. So anybody who's interested in that, just contact me and let me know on that. And we, like I said, I got a little team already. That's one of the reasons why I flew to Chicago the other day, just for a day. And then I'll probably will be going in on the regular trips. Once we get that set up, I'll let you know that schedule, as well as Taft. Okay, as well as Taft. So Taft, it takes a little bit more flight time. You got to fly into this city. And the good thing about Chicago, I was able to get a direct flight there and a direct flight back and had a full day to do stuff, you know, do some networking. And it was a full day. We just didn't have enough time that day. But the next trip, we'll be doing some building. So there was enough time when I went up to actually do build, but we had to make that side trip to Pembroke in, Hopkins Park, Illinois, which was well worth it. The next time, it'll be more likely a build trip where I can go build probably one, two, at least crank out two of them, and then get back on a plane with room to spare. Any of them. Now, Taft, the way the flights go in and out of there from where I'm at, you know, that'll be like a 3-day trip minimum for Taft, you know, because just the logistics of getting there in and then out, that only gives me one free day to do stuff. So Taft, those, and if you're going to be there that long, you may as well stay 5 days and have about 3 good building days. So in any event, stay tuned for that. So we'll be announcing that like almost immediately, like tomorrow's Friday. We're going to have some dates, or at least by Sunday, because Sunday we launch a new show based on this as well. Let's see. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Robin, any questions or anything you have? Okay, playing music. He must have stepped out someplace. Okay, so I'm excited about that. And like I said, their other, like the Pleasant Steppens platform, they have a website and everything, and then his daily podcast, typically in the p.m. hours, early evening hours. They have a diverse store, which, you know, I'll let them, and then always new stuff coming up. So I'll when he comes on tomorrow, he'll announce that. But in any event, go to Blog Talk Radio this evening, type into the Blog Talk search engine for Strictly Business, and then you can listen to him tonight at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern Time, just for your local. I guess that's what you just do. 5 p.m. East Coast. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.